Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we are working on your financial freedom. And hey, speaking of freedom, it is Memorial Day weekend. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. And of course, I know everybody that's working is going to enjoy a day off from work tomorrow. But keep in mind, it is also a somber time, time to remember. And to all who have lost friends or loved ones in service to our country, please know their sacrifice will not be forgotten. Our hearts are with you as you live each day without them. And to all those that do serve now or have served in the military, thank you for your sacrifice that you and your family have made in service to our country. And it is Memorial Day weekend, so what do? You plan to travel. And it was, I guess they were projecting some massive travel for the weekend, both by car, by plane, by train, I suppose, boat, and probably by RV. And in fact, I'm coming to you live this Memorial Day weekend from the RV bunker out in beautiful piney East Texas. And in fact, I came out here in the middle of the week, brought my four-year-old, gave my wife a break. She stayed home. Just the two of us came out here to spend the long weekend, and I passed a lot of RVs. So clearly school's out, people are gearing up, hitting the road, and getting out and about across this beautiful, beautiful country. And we've just spent the day just kind of playing around. There's a little pond where we keep the RV, throwing rocks, fishing, battling fire ants. Came away a little bit bruised, a little worse for the wear, but a good time all around. And that's part of what being an investor, real estate investor, is for me. And I'll tell you, before becoming that real estate investor, you know, I did a lot of things to help me along my career path. When I was working a full-time job, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours, reaching for that next rung in the ladder. You know, I did things like going to business school. You know, did that MBA thing, Master's of Business Administration. In fact, an international MBA at that. You know, I talked about things like cost accounting and widgets, always widgets, conducting market research, you know, and real pointy-headed economic theories like the Laffer curve. And in fact, let me just mention real quickly here, the Laffer curve. This is probably apropos for today. You know, it's a curve in economics that describes the relationship between tax rates and then the total tax revenue that the government collects. And there's an optimal point in there somewhere. Right. And that's where the government is able to maximize their tax revenue. If taxes, however, are too high along that curve, it starts to decline. It discourages those activities that are being taxed. That includes work. That includes investments. and actually, that ends up reducing the tax revenue to the government. So in this case, maybe cutting taxes is the way to go to bring that revenue back up. Something the administration might want to think about. We heard about their proposed budget, very, 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 not inflationary, we'll drive inflation, but deficit driven in any event. So that's the sort of stuff we talked about in the MBA program. And one topic in particular came to my mind as I was just kind of playing around out here with my son, and just recently in general, just thinking about the progression over the years. And that is the notion of competitive advantage. Now, in that international program, we talked about things on an international scope, country to country. This country over here has that competitive advantage because the cost of labor is so darn cheap. You know who I'm talking about. Over here, well, labor's a little bit more expensive, but boy, their technology is the finest. That is their competitive advantage. Now, for you and for me, the real estate investor, what is our competitive advantage? Do you have one? Have you thought about it? What is your competitive advantage in real estate? Do you maybe come from a long line of real estate investors to where that understanding of investing, it's second nature. You don't have to think about it. Apartment, looks like a good deal, done. Maybe you're independently wealthy. You're swimming in cash, so you can just throw money at any good deal that comes your way, even a marginal deal, perhaps. Or maybe you're retired already, and you have the time in the world to devote to real estate investing. Right? We're kind of talking about other people's knowledge potentially here, other people's money, other people's time as a way to leverage your way into real estate. If that doesn't define you, and I don't know about you, but I can tell you that none of those statements applied to me when I decided to start investing in real estate. Like I said, working full time and then some wife as well, not independently wealthy, and definitely zero, goose egg, zero knowledge in real estate investing. So what is your background? And this is kind of one of the premises of the show today. Well, there are a couple things we're going to hit. And I want you to start thinking about this. Everybody has some sort of story, some sort of background, some place you come from. What is yours? And this may influence your angle that you take with real estate investing. And this could be an advantage, let's call it, that comes from your career or education background. Maybe it's some experience you've had. Maybe it's locational, geographical. You sit in this ideal place and you know it real well, right? That may drive your advantage. Let's talk about career or perhaps education first. And I already named a little bit of my, you know, I have a finance background. So I inherently have an affinity for numbers and an attention to detail. Variance analysis, that's what I did a lot of. So for me, from the real estate perspective, that angle, that advantage that I have over some people, a lot of people, is an understanding of deal financing and deal analysis, those numbers. And this is something my wife and I, over 9 years, if you're new to the show, if you're new to Lifestyles Unlimited, my wife and I joined a little over 9 years ago, back in 2012, in March. And as we progress, we got into this together. Sometimes you're just maybe you're married and you're the husband, you're the one interested, wife doesn't care, or vice versa. We see both. In our case, we were both interested. We were both on board. And we learned over time how to tap into each other's strong points, each other's strengths. What are those? You know, you may have a feeling for this. We started to dial those in. Mine's that affinity for numbers. My wife, on the other hand, among other things, she worked in long-term disability insurance claims management, which she wound up hating, but she was skilled at having those tough conversations. Deals, you know, she deals great with negotiation. And maybe having that important, tough conversation with a resident if you're having some difficulty. So we figured that out, fine-tuned it. How can you fine-tune your background to promote your real estate investing career?
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and you're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I have the pleasure of coming to you from the Piney Woods here out in East Texas. I am back in the RV bunker enjoying the Memorial Day weekend with my son. We left my wife behind, gave her a break, and we've been out here throwing rocks into the pond, fishing, having a good old time. And I hope you're enjoying your weekend as well. Remember, though, Memorial Day is a somber event for remembrance, ultimately. And on today's show, I've been reflecting on competitive advantage. This is one of the many topics we talked about in business school. Did the MBA thing help me climb just a little bit higher up that corporate ladder, next higher rung? Did a couple of other things, got some sort of designation as a treasury professional, whatever that is, you know, handling the money. That's what I like to do. So, you know, but over the years, we've built up different skill sets, and I'm sure you have as well. And that will lead to those advantages that you have as an investor, things that you're going to be able to do better than perhaps your peers. So what sort of skill sets do you have that will give you that advantage? You might want to spend some time thinking about that. And I think, and I find, in myself, with my wife, and in other investors that we know, that over time you uncover things that maybe you didn't know were there, or maybe didn't know that they ran as deep as they did. And maybe you develop new skill sets as well. But what do you have at your disposal right now? And if you, I was mentioning ahead of the break, you know, my wife and I, we dove into this headfirst together as a team. And for the married couples out there that are both involved, that's good if you are both involved. And you know, typically everyone says opposites attract. So in theory, you should have different skill sets. Maybe you are exactly alike. I don't know. But we are a little bit different and we have different skills that we've brought to the table and it works great. And some of this we realized at the outset and some of it developed over time. We figured out that when it comes to leasing up a house, we've done that twice now. I think I mentioned on an earlier show, we put a house on the market, 7 days on the market, off market again. Half of that time spent doing the due diligence. We did another one in 5 days. I'm the face. I'm the guy that goes out there and meets the prospective tenants. Maybe have other realtors engaged. She's in the back. And she's the one that's being hard because she's used to analyzing claims and looking at the details. So she dives into that and figures out, is this a good fit or not? Does the background, does the credit? So what skill sets do you have or your significant other that you can apply here? Are you a salesman? Probably good at closing deals. That's great. You're going to pick up that house. You're going to get into that apartment complex. Maybe you've got a background in construction or one of the trades. And when I say trades, I'm thinking electrician, plumber. HVAC, all those things that go into what? An apartment building, into houses, things that you could then deploy those skill sets that fits well with renovations and maintenance. Doesn't mean you have to be out there doing it, by the way, but you understand it better than others. Maybe you're a computer scientist or a programmer. What are you good at? Great at processes, developing, running, optimizing processes, as well as analysis. Teacher, well, you're great at working with people. My wife in a past life was a teacher. Now, she likes to be in the background now. She learned, hey, maybe that's not my ideal career. But if you are a teacher, you're good at working with people. This is a people business. Maybe you're an engineer. We have, I can't count how many engineers we have that come to Lifestyles Unlimited. We have a lot of people that come into the program that are engineers. And they make great lead investors. We'll talk a little bit later about the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, and I don't have a final headcount on who will be demonstrating or sharing their apartments on the master's tour, but I wouldn't be surprised if half of them are engineers. They just make darn good lead invest. Project management is what it comes down to there, as well as analysis process, engineering, etc. But as a caution to you engineers and similar programmers, you typically are going to be those type Bs, just like I am. Don't sit around and don't think too hard. Don't waste a lot of time. In fact, I met an investor or reconnected with an investor recently that I had not seen in quite some time that joined Lifestyles about the same time I had. I didn't know this about him, but he mentioned that he had listened to this program for something like 10 years, a decade before getting involved and then really seeing some success. A decade. So type Bs, engineers, don't sit and think too hard. Don't think too long and hard. Now, other folks out there, consultant, again, process. Good at processes. Maybe you're that stay-at-home mom or dad. You wear a lot of hats. As some guy that's been managing his four-year-old out here in the piney woods with all the fire ants, I'll tell you, you have to wear a lot of hats. And it includes, among other things, time management, organization, budgeting, I would say. And that takes me to the business owner. You are definitely familiar with wearing a lot of hats. You probably have that accounting hat on. Financing, you have to connect with the banks. You have to set up perhaps that accounts receivable, trade financing, something like that. HR, you name it, you're doing it. You're business savvy. And I heard an interesting phrase or statement, I guess, by one of our apartment operations consultants. I've been working with somebody that is a business owner, and hey, you might be business savvy, but are you real estate savvy? A lot of things will translate, but you need to understand as well that there are nuances that are specific to this niche. And that's where an organization like Lifestyles can step in to help you translate those skills, those advantages that you natively bring, and help you apply them more efficiently and more effectively to your real estate business. So again, to the broader audience, you definitely have skills, and you definitely have a set of advantages that you can bring to some part of a real estate transaction. And then there will be some that you don't even realize that you have. This is what we saw. You start investing and you uncover these skills. And maybe it's from talking with another investor that's doing what you're doing. Maybe it's from attending a case study at Lifestyles Unlimited. Maybe it's from sitting in at one of the seminars. Maybe it's from going to the expo and going to one of those breakout sessions on the lease-up process or property management, where you realize that part of my process was missing. And lo and behold, I can do that, and I can do it very well. That fits very well with the hat I used to wear in this other career. So you'll start to uncover these skills, and as well, you'll develop others. So just because, again, going back to the opening of the show, you know, I did not begin with fistfuls, buckets of money. I did not have time at my disposal, and I certainly did not have the real estate background. But by coming to an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, I developed those things. I uncovered those skill sets I had that were applicable and built others, as did my wife. No background before. Now let's think about your experience. Some of this will dovetail. Some of this kind of goes hand in hand. But what about your experience? Or maybe even better than experience is your network. Because your network plays a very close role with your success as an investor. You've probably heard the phrase before, your network is your net worth. That network, those people that you associate yourself with, are going to push you forward. Network in particular is very strong. And just speaking again from personal experience, I have deals that I would not have otherwise been able to take down if it were not for my network. Hey, Andy, I've got this house over here. I was talking to someone. They want to sell. They're desperate to sell. I am up to my knees and work over here. I just can't take it down right now, or I don't have the funds. Do you want it? Of course I do. Thank you. And your network plays in other places as well. We'll talk about that geographical advantage here in just a minute. We're going to head into a quick break. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Stay tuned.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I'm coming to you live today from the RV bunker. I've had the pleasure of coming out here with my 4-year-old, giving my wife a break, leaving her in town to relax, sleep a little later, enjoy the Memorial Day weekend her own way, which was actually going out and skydiving. She tells me she made, I think it was 5 jumps yesterday. I'm a little jealous there, but boy, my son and I, we had a great time out here, and I'm happy to come to you here from the East Texas Piney Woods. I just love it out here. And we're talking about competitive advantage or advantage, skill sets you have that you bring to real estate as an investor. And you have a lot of skills that you probably don't think of as valuable to the real estate investing sphere. A lot of people, they just have this kind of stereotype or this thing they think about it, of the successful real estate investor. Maybe it comes from memes you're seeing on social media. I don't know where the image comes from, but a lot of very successful investors are just, I'm going to use the term mom and pop here, but it's like my wife and I. Families that have gotten just started, not coming from a lineage of long lines of real estate investors, not coming from stacks of cash, not necessarily having a lot of time to go out and do all of the work ourselves. We certainly didn't have that time. If I did not have an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited that put me in touch with a broader network, it would have been very difficult. And aside from that, and we're going to get into network a little bit more, but they also gave us that confidence and that competence, as well as the knowledge, the education to go into deals strongly, to understand what we're doing. And because of that understanding and that education, to be a little less nervous. Now, I'll tell you, that first deal we did was far scarier than jumping out of any other airplane I've ever jumped out of. First time we pulled the trigger on a rental house, we were both shaking in our boots. The fear was still there, but our mentor got us over that. At the closing table, my wife, she did the first deal in her name. So she had to go to the closing table. She had driven past the property. There had been a storm. A few shingles had blown off the house. Seemed like a disaster. She called our mentor from there. This was Lynn at the time, now our EVP. And she talked her down. We got into that deal, and that just opened the floodgates. Before we knew it, we were into the next one. And into the next one. And that snowball really, really started to grow for us. That network there, that mentor in particular, helped us a tremendous amount, as did the team that we were able to build around us as part of the Lifestyles Network. And we'll talk about that here in just a minute. Outside of that, just our broader network in terms of our investor peers has been a tremendous boon to us. I already mentioned ahead of the break, those deals, just picking up deals because other investors, buddies of ours, just didn't have the capacity. Or maybe it was out of their area. They know you're investing. They refer to you. That network is strong from that point of view. As well, maybe you need a contractor in a new area. We have our network within Lifestyles, but you may talk to your network as well. That can be a tremendous help. Maybe you need to understand a municipality. We invest all over DFW. So if you're new to the show, we've been buying single family houses about a little over 9 years here, or in Dallas-Fort Worth, and we're spread across the Metroplex. Where the deal is, we'll go there, right? That's our philosophy. So we're in a lot of municipalities, and some are very stringent. Some have rental registration. Some do rental inspections before they'll give me that certificate of occupancy. Some don't do that at all. So it's helpful to have that network as well. Hey, have you invested in the city before? What should I expect? What's that inspector going to do? What do I need to think about? Who do I talk to? Should I go in there and meet and greet with the city people before I even take down this deal, or as I'm going through it? Is that going to help me to rub elbows with them? Your network will help you as you grow, in essence. And that takes me to that geographical advantage. Now, before we get there, I do want to give out the number. If you have any questions today, the number in the studio is 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. Or send me an email if you're feeling shy to askandy@luinc.com. That's Lifestyles Unlimited or Incorporated, luinc.com. Ask Andy. So we're talking about those native advantages that you may have either by way of your career, those things you've done in your life to progress, skill sets you've developed, education that you have attained. We've talked about that network. And sometimes just being in a certain place is helpful. You may have a deep, deep knowledge. So here I sit in East Texas. We're very near to a town called Canton. It's not a huge town. I've talked about it on the show before. It's known for its first Monday trade days. But as I drive down through the town to get to where I'm at now, I see rental property. I see houses for lease. So clearly somebody's active in this market. Now, it may be investors from out of town, from Dallas. It may be investors from farther afield. But I'm pretty sure a lot of those are local folks that have a very inherent, very targeted knowledge here. So where do you sit? Is your town where you are a good place to invest? Now, we say it as well on the show. Live where you want, invest where you want. You may be catching this on the podcast. Typically, I'm broadcasting within Texas, but the podcast goes a little bit farther abroad. You may sit on the coast where it doesn't make sense. So forget about that. I would call that a geographical disadvantage. There's where your network's going to play in as well to help you get that advantage of coming to a place that does make sense, which is Texas. But think about where you sit. Think about those skill sets that you have natively. Maybe those ones that you can build. Maybe those that you want to build. How do you do that? Now, thinking back to that business owner that wears all those hats and thinking about real estate where you could potentially wear a lot of hats. I'm not wearing a hat right now. Do you have to wear all the hats? Do you have to know how to do all of these things? Do you need to know the plumbing code in that municipality that we were just talking about before they go in to do that rental inspection? No, absolutely not. A couple things we say at Lifestyles Unlimited. One is don't reinvent the wheel. And I'm going to put that into some context for you. Lifestyles Unlimited has been around for over 30 years. Dale Walmsley founded Lifestyles 30 plus years ago. Our membership base is 50,000 strong. And those members that succeed because they don't try to reinvent the wheel. We have models that we follow. We've talked about those on the show. Best product, best price. number of other mottos that drive what we do. But we don't reinvent the wheel. We follow a successful model that's been in place for 30 plus years because it works. And the other thing that we say is that real estate investing is a team sport. You don't have to do it all. So you don't have to have all of those skill sets that are involved with developing a broad single family portfolio like we have done. I don't have all those skill sets. You don't have to have the skill sets to do everything that's involved with multifamily investing as a lead investor. A lead investor is that person that syndicates the deal, puts the deal together, pools, brings together all of those passive investors, and which takes me to passive investors. What hat do you wear? You wear one hat. I'm going to the mailbox to get my mailbox money hat. Tongue in cheek. You as a passive investor, you do have some skill sets you need to understand. That includes things like analysis. You need to be able to look at those deals that those lead investors put in front of you. Does it make sense? Does it meet my goals, my targets in terms of returns? Do I maybe want to diversify? Thinking about geographical advantage, I'm in Dallas. Maybe I want to get into the Atlanta market. We have lead investors across the nation doing deals pretty much everywhere. So if I want to do that, I can tap into that location advantage. But I do need to understand how to read the documents that they give me, the private placement memoranda, which is basically the marketing piece that tells me all the details about how the cash is going to flow, how many shares that lead investor will have, how many shares I and my passive cohort will have, and so on. And if you don't know how to read that, that's okay. That is a skill set that you can 100% develop. And Lifestyles helps you along the way. I attended, actually during the pandemic, virtually online, a 4-part series. It was that in depth. 4 parts that dove into the how to read the documents that go along with the syndication. So for you, the passive investor, that's what it comes down to. Your one hat is that analysis and learning how to read those documents in an efficient way. Because boy, we have a lot of deals coming across our desk. I was looking at some earlier in the week, and you don't want to spend too much time, you type B's out there, overanalyzing. You need to get through that fairly quickly so you can get on to the next one if that one does not fit. So do you have to wear all the hats? Well, we already answered that. No, you don't. We're going to finish the conversation around hat wearing right here in Texas. You don't want to be all hat and no cattle. We have some hats that we're going to wear as real estate investors in Texas. So what are those? And how do we make them a little bit better suited to investing in real estate? Stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I was just looking out the window from the RV bunker watching my little guy tootling around out in the tall grass. Watch out for those fire ants. It's been raining a lot out here. It's really verdant. It's really green and beautiful. The pond is overflowing, literally. And with the rain come the ants and the tall grass, and before you know it, you're covered. We've had a few run-ins already, so we're enjoying the day out here otherwise. And today we're talking about advantages you bring to the table when you become a real estate investor. What do you have in your background that you can leverage to create an advantage for you? Maybe you're like me, you've got that finance background. It's easy for you to look at deals and run the numbers. And it's easy for you to have that conversation with that financier because you're familiar with that language. Now, it's a little bit different in real estate. There are different nuances there. I come from a corporate background, treasury, hedging, inflation. commodities, materials going into construction, building farm equipment, stuff like that. That doesn't all translate, but a lot of what I have as a background does to a portion of what we do. One thing we do as real estate investors that was totally foreign to me is use hard money. That's something I learned about by coming to Lifestyles Unlimited. And I met a lot of that team that I needed. I created that network thanks to Lifestyles Unlimited of hard money lenders, the people that have funded every single deal I've done. Now, we've bounced around. We've used different lenders. We always move from we like to try it. We like to experiment, I guess. In fact, when my wife and I headed into this, we got a wonderful tip at the very, very start. We're living in apartments, and we're in the process of closing or buying our very own, our personal home. Having been out of the country, speaking of foreign, abroad for 5 years or so, we came back to the U.S., spent a year figuring out what we want to do, learned about Lifestyles, got that house under contract in both our names, because, hey, that's what you do. You're married, right? I had a great conversation with the head of the vendor program for the Dallas area. He said, Andy, so you're buying your house. How are you financing that? And he gave me a wonderful tip, which is, Andy, you don't have to have both of yourselves on the loan if you can qualify from a debt-to-income perspective. You need to get that in your name or in her name. Here's why. Fannie Mae allows you to do up to 10 loans in your name, and she can do up to another 10 of her own. So if we put that one house into our names together, well, there goes one of her buckets and one of my buckets. So we quickly had a conversation with our mortgage broker, said, hey, get her out of here. I'm going to take this one on. And that has enabled us to go and do the rest of the 9 buckets in my name and then fill up her 10. But that's the type of tip, that's the type of education that you get from talking with a network, with people like John, or the head of our vendor program at Lifestyles Unlimited, things I wouldn't have known about otherwise, even though I have that financing background, even though I've dealt with putting together big deals. But hard money, totally foreign to me. But we've used it for every single one of those deals that I talked about, except for our personal house. They don't lend on your personal houses. But again, to the question of, do you have to wear all the hats? No, you absolutely don't. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't. I talk to a lot of people out there, and this is an interesting skill set, just as an aside, that I would not, if you had asked me 20, 30 years ago, would I be standing in line at the grocery store, striking up a conversation with a total stranger? I would have said, heck no. My mom used to do that when I was in junior high, and it drove me crazy. I couldn't understand it. Why are you talking to those people? Shift gears, fast forward. I've understood the power of network and the power of talking to people. One of the deals that I took down a couple years ago came to me by way of my network. Fellow was talking to the lady in line behind him at a construction store at one of the big box stores. Deal didn't fit in his wheelhouse. He got that lead just through conversation. Skill set that I didn't think I would ever be able to, I could never imagine. But having gone down this path of real estate investing, that's one of the things that I have uncovered. But I'm not out there doing it all. Now, in those conversations that I have at the grocery store now, occasionally I'll talk to that, I'll meet that investor that is trying to wear every single one of those hats. That's just too many hats. That's just trying to do too much. And if you're working a full-time job as well, and maybe you've got that four-year-old as well, it's just too much. You're not going to be able to do, you may do it all halfway. You may not do it well. So you know your strengths, uncover those maybe that you didn't realize you had, like I have done in the process, but then find people to do the rest, build your team. That's the big, big message here. You have strengths, you have skill sets, play to those. But remember that real estate investing, it is a team sport. You can wear more hats or you can wear fewer hats, but don't try to wear them all. And if you want to be that guy that wears no hats at all, I'm not wearing one today, but I wear my radio hat, I guess. Be that passive investor. Now be prepared to analyze, be prepared to review lengthy documents, need to know how to read those in an efficient way, as we talked about, but you're going to wear the fewest hats of them all if you go that passive route in multifamily investing. Now going back to that business owner, we talked about this already. I love you guys because you are typically driven. You do wear a lot of hats in your current field or your current business, understanding HR, delegating, giving directions, motivating people, accounts receivable, et cetera, et cetera. But as we said earlier, are you real estate savvy? You know a lot. You know a lot without a doubt. But how do you now translate that to the real estate investing world? Like I said before, don't reinvent the wheel. Find those people that are in the business. And that takes me to Lifestyles Unlimited. And for you, if you're new to the program, not familiar with Lifestyles Unlimited, the best way to get that introduction is the same way that my wife and I did it 9+ years ago. Now, initially, our introduction was by way of this very radio program for about a year or so. We listened to it way too long. I wish we had joined a little bit earlier, but hey, that's our regret. Doesn't need to be yours. But go check out a website. It's called freeworkshoplivestream.com. So back then, 9+ years ago, we went into the offices in Las Colinas. I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Sat down, listened to what the free workshop presenter had to say. That was somebody that had already gone down the path, just like I have now. Talked about their experience, talked about the ways we make money in real estate as single family investors, as apartment investors, ways that we run our business, the financial freedom, being real estate retired in 5 years or less. We went to that program or to that free workshop, hour and a half in person. We're sold. We're convinced it was the best decision ever. Now, fast forward, pandemic, we're not doing that event in person, but you can do that online. And again, go check out freeworkshoplivestream.com. It's an hour and a half. Do it from the comfort of your home. See if this is a good fit. And if it is, hey, let me tell you about the next great event. And when I talk about wearing hats or taking those hats off and delegating, especially you business owners out there, you are absolutely going to want to be in attendance this year at our Wealth and Passive Income Expo. And I'm really excited because it's in my own backyard. And I don't mean right here in East Texas. It's going to be in Dallas-Fort Worth at the Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. And that's going to be September 3rd and 4th, which is Labor Day weekend. Here we are, Memorial Day weekend, end of May. You've got until the start of September, Labor Day weekend, September 3rd and 4th, to plan for this event. Get registered and plan to come out. If you're in Dallas-Fort Worth, hey, it's easy for you. I drove down to Houston last year before that, etc. Worth the trip. Met a guy last year, Peter, had him on the radio show and came all the way from Australia, 33 hours of travel just for the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Now, he's an apartment investor now. He's wearing that passive hat. Quite too much aplomb, I think. But you're going to want to get out to this event because when we talk about wearing hats and disengaging and giving those hats to somebody else, delegating, there are many things you're going to learn at the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. You're going to meet a lot of people, a ton of people, a lot of breakout sessions, a lot of education. But among other things, we have what is called our expert hall. And the radio team will be there as well. I enjoyed sitting in the expert hall last year and here and there, just disengage and walking away from the radio stand, talking with that lender over there, talking with that rehab guy over there, meeting that CPA over there. So many people that you need on your team are going to be in that expert hall. So if you have a hat that you're comfortable wearing, you wear that hat. But if you need to delegate everything else, you need to be at that expert hall to meet these people because they're going to help you build your business and run it successfully. So again, business owners, whether you're a teacher, whether you are an engineer, whether you are a computer programmer, whatever it is you do, you can become a real estate investor. You can leverage those native skill sets that you have and build upon those and continue to grow and become better and take down more deals and get into more apartment projects as a passive or maybe as a lead. And as part of that Wealth and Passive Income Expo, by the way, we'll have our master's tour on Friday. So if apartments is your thing, you say, Andy, hey, I don't want to wear any of those single family hats that you're talking about. I want to get in as a passive. That master's tour is for you. We're going to go visit a number of apartment complexes, communities around the area that Lifestyles investors have taken down. Taken down meaning purchased, bought, and are in the process of repositioning, running better, creating more revenue. Net operating income, which drives up the value. You're going to get to see those in person, how they're operating, who these people are, what brought them to Lifestyles, of course, and what they're doing to turn those communities around. So if you then want to become that lead investor later on in life, hey, you've already gotten a great introduction to how people do that. And you're going to want to tune in next week. I've got two guests on the 9 a.m. program. We're going to be talking tax protest ahead of the ARB, the Appraisal Review Board hearings. That's at 9 a.m. next Sunday. And at noon, all things financing. So if that's not a hat that you're comfortable wearing, we're going to talk hard money, we're going to talk conventional, everything in between, all things financing, that's at noon on this program next week, so be sure to tune in. WealthandPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Check out that website to learn more. Promo code, use my name, Andy, A-N-D-Y, all caps, for $97 off any package. Get out there, see which hats you're comfortable wearing, and find those others, engage them, build your team, and network. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
To the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you. information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.